Okay, today's daf Yud Beis of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today's daf is sponsored by the Silverstein family, Lula Nishmas, Ira Silverstein, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev, Shomer Shav and Aliyah. Tana Rabbanan, the bottom line on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Ein Ma'avrin Es Hashana B'Shnei Ra'avon. We do not make a leap year, we do not add an extra month during a famine. Why not? What's wrong with that? So the answer is obvious. Rashi says, "Lefi shekala hatvua," top line, "Lefi shekala hatvua," because the tvua, don't eat. There's no tvua. "Vitzrichin lechol min hachadosh." We're waiting for the chadosh. We're waiting to cut the new grain. Whatever we can eat, we can eat. If you make them wait another month, you're just torturing everybody, making them wait another month. Right? That's Rashi's pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel has another pshat. He said, Rabbeinu Chananel says, because we're afraid that whoever does have food is going to jack up the prices. And that's another pshat. Whoever does have it, jack up the prices. Oh, there's nothing to eat. I can even make even more money, right? And the Yad Ramah has a third pshat related to Chadosh. People are going to violate the Israel of Chadosh. They're not going to keep, they're not going to hold from Chadosh. They're going to cut the wheat early and start eating it. So because of these reasons, various reasons, we don't have a leap year. If we see that there's a famine, there's no leap year. Don't make a leap year when there's a famine. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, it's a pasuk actually. It's a pasuk in Malachim. It's talking about Elisha. It says, "The ish ba mi Baal Shalisha," a guy came from the town of Baal Shalisha, "the yavo le ish ha'elokim," and he came to the man of God. He came to Elisha, and he gave to Elisha, lechem bikurim esrim, lechem seorim. Okay? Now, that's the pasuk. The ain, they gave him barley. The ain lecha kala b'chol eretz Yisrael lebashal peirose yosef b'al shalisha. There's no town in Israel where there's no town in Israel that has earlier produce than this town. This is the first town that can produce fruit, food. V'afal pikein lo bachwa elamin echad. And when the navi comes to town, what does he give him? One thing. Why? Because there was nothing to eat. Now, Shema Tomar Chitim, you want to tell me at least he gave chashav a wheat? Nah, Talmud Lomar Seorim, he gave him barley. That's pretty, you don't give the Navi, the chashav person, you don't give them barley. Shema Tomar Lifnei HaOmer, maybe you want to tell me it was before the Omer, so they were running out of food. Talmud Lomar, Tein La'am Vayochlu. Acher HaOmer Hoya, it was after the Omer. Right? How does that show us after the Omer? Maybe they were very hungry. Keeping Chadosh, it's not hard to Yavar. So when we have nothing to eat, we'll do our best. How do you know it's before the Omer? How do you know it's after the Omer? So they gave everybody to eat. Maybe it was before the Omer and everyone's starving. So different Achmon, the Sanhedrin Katana says, because the Lashon of Tein La'am is a mashma bereva. We'll give as much as we have. If someone's starving and you're violating his room to eat, no problem, you're allowed to do that. It's not hard vayavar. But you'd be much more, matamtein. You'd be much more exacting in how much you're giving everybody. You wouldn't really give these very broad lashonos. Give everybody whatever they want. You wouldn't do that. Okay. Now, Amar Me'ata, you see from here, Ru'uya Haisa Osa Shana Shatasaber. That town, that year was fit to be extended. It was fit to be Shana Mu'beres. Mibnei Ma Lo Ibra Elisha, why not? It was a famine. Everybody was waiting for food. Everybody was waiting, nothing to eat. Everybody was waiting for food. Look at Tosvos. Right? Why didn't Elisha do it? Vim Tomar. Manola del Ibra. How do you know he didn't do it? This pasuk says nothing about Ibra. It doesn't say anything in this pasuk. These pasukim don't say anything about making the Shana Mu'beres. The Gemara says, oh, it would have been, but it wasn't. How do you know it wasn't? How do you know? Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, dim isa de ibra, if it would have been made an extra month, and we already established it's after the Omer, right? So we're talking about now, what month are we in? We're in the springtime. It's after Pesach, right? It's after Pesach sometime. E efshar shalo hoya motzin bekam amin amachar ha-Omer. What, all they're bringing out is barley? All they're bringing out is barley? Can't be, says Tosfos. That after the Omer already, we're middle of the, we're during serious Omer time, Shavuos time. So all they had was barley? Can't be. obviously there was a famine, and obviously they weren't ma'abed l'chodesh, the shana. The Marsha asks another question. Tosfos is really alluding to another question. We said we're going to say it now. If we didn't say it yet, I don't remember if we said it already. We don't have three leap years in a row. So Tosfos says, well, how do we know that? The Marsha says, well, how do you know we didn't? The reason why Elisha didn't make a leap was because we already had two in a row. That's why he didn't do it, right? Maybe there was already two in a row. He says, maybe it was a Shemitah year, or maybe it was the year after a Shemitah year. These years also, we don't have an extra year, an extra month during Shemitah year, the year after that. So how do you know? How do you know all that? Not the case. So Tosfos is trying to say, well, listen, if it would be a leap year, one second. By the way, Rashi says, look at Rashi. Look at the Rashi of Shnas Bitzuros Haisa. See Rashi? It's one three word Rashi. Rashi says, Bikroy Meshkachatla. It's a pasuk. In other words, those psukim might allude, I didn't look at the psukim. That's Rashi. Those psukim say it was a famine. Nothing because it was 3 years in a row, and there's a Shemitah year, and there's a Matzah Shemitah, all these reasons that we don't have Ibra Hashana. None of that. Says the Rashash. Rashi says it. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says it was a hunger. So that's why he didn't do it. Nothing else. No other reasons. The Tosfos says, well, why not? How do you know they didn't do it? They didn't do it because it must have been there been more food. Well, what about Matzah Shemitah? Oh, all these other reasons that we're not going to meet. No, none of that applies. You know why? It was a famine. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ein ma'aber nes Hashana lefnei Rosh Hashanah. We don't be ma'aber the Shana before Rosh Hashanah.
Do you mean 7 or 3?
I think 3.
You mean 7 yesterday, 7 if you
invited? Okay, whatever it is. What's the difference?
No,
I don't know. I don't remember. 7? 7? Whatever number it is. Right. Now, Tulsa says, we don't be ma'aber, we don't decide before Rosh Hashanah that we're going to make a leap year. We're going to add an extra month in Adar. Everyone asks, how do you know now? You're going to have to make an extra month, and how do you know that? So there's a few answers. First of all, they know we might not know because of the crop issues, but we'll know because of the cheshbonos. That we'll know. That we know right now. We will know now that in Adar, we're going to have to make a leap year this year. Otherwise, it's time. Otherwise, Pesach will be way too early or way too late. So we know we're going to have to do it. Well, it'll be way too late, or way too early. So we know we're going to have to do it. Either cheshbonos, or it could be the previous 2 years or previous 3 years or famines and Shemitah. So we haven't done it in many years. It's coming up, it's time to do it. If you don't do it after a few years, you run into Pesach problems. Pesach has to be in the spring. So even though it's before Rosh Hashanah, we still know. So in Ibra, Einu Me'uberes. And if you did it, it's nothing. You can't sit in the middle of summertime. Okay, this is your. You got to do it later than that. Abel medchak, but if it's an emergency, marben es hashana acher Rosh Hashanah miyad, right after Rosh Hashanah, v'afal pikein ein ma'abrin ella adar. The only month that you ma'aber is adar. We don't have two elals. We have two adars. Why do we have two adars? Why? Why two adars? Why not have two shvats? We have two shvats. What? Oh, so now what Tosfos says, look at the next Tosfos, ein ma'abrin ella adar. Listen to this. B'chol shara chadashim. Ein ma'abrin. All the other months we don't make an extra month. Why not? D'chsev. Because it says in Megillat Esther. L'chodesh shnei masar v'chodesh adar. Right? That the whole thing of Purim fell out on the 12th month, which is adar. Ein ma'abrin achas m'shara chadashim lo havi adar shnei masar. If you're going to make a different month, a leap year, a leap month, then adar won't be number 12. It'll be number 13. You hear this? You hear what Tosfos says? You ever heard of a reason like that before? I never heard of that reason in my life. Until I did this last night. I never heard of such a reason. The other standard reason is what Mati said. Because it says, Shomar es chodesh ha'aviv, make sure that Pesach falls out in the spring. So what am I making an extra month in Cheshvan for? I'll make it right before Nisan to make sure it falls out in the spring. Pasha the reason why it's always Adar. Tosfos doesn't give that reason. Tosfos gives a wild reason from a Pasuk in Megillat Esther. Fascinating. Okay.
What?
It's
the 13th.
I understand, but we're making what? But we're not changing the fact that Adar is number 12. We're also making it number 13. If you make Shvat number 2, two Shvats, then when Adar comes, it's number 13. Okay? Rashi gives the reason what you said about that Nisan always has to be in Nisan, because the whole purpose is for Nisan. Chodesh Aviv. So, we make the extra month right before the Chodesh Aviv. That's Rashi's pshat. Others say, by the way, that Rashi is based on a Mechilta, actually. It's a Medrash that says that. The other pshatim are, just like whenever we make an extra month, an extra day of the month, it's always the last day of the month. We're going to say, today's going to be two Vav Sivans. We have two Vavs this year. That's ridiculous. It's always the last day of the month. So too, it's the last month of the year. That's another reason. And the Yad Ramak is another reason. Most of the time, says the Yad Ramak, we're not going to know if we have to make a leap year till Adar. So most of the time, we're not going to even know. Regarding all the other issues, about the fruits, and the ovens, and all these reasons, the roads, and it's too cold, we're not going to know till Adar anyway. Since most of the time, it's not going to happen till Adar. So therefore, it's always Adar. That's a low plug. It's always Adar. Most of the years, you're not going to know till Adar. So it's always going to be a second. Most of the time, it's going to be a second Adar, just as a default. You know what? It's always Adar. Those are the four reasons. It's very, very funny to us. Right. Because why did the Megillah go out of its way to say that it's on Adar the 12th month? It could have said it's Adar. So by the fact that the Megillah went out of its way to highlight that, Tosfos says it must be, it's always that way. And therefore, if you have to make an extra month, it's got to be either Beis, not Cheshvan Beis.
See, that year
wasn't
a leap year. What? They want to show that year,
that's what we wanted. Who cares? But we care to know that. I know.
Yes, I agree with you.
Okay, next. Now, Amy, is that true? Is that true that we never decide before Rosh Hashanah whether or not to make a leap year? Is that true? Vaha shalchalei l'Rava. They sent to Rava the following message. This message is in code. The real message, you'll see the words make no sense, but the whole thing was a code. They were running away from the government. The government didn't let them do certain mitzvot. If they caught the message that said we need your advice about being mekadesh the Shana, what should we do? So the whole thing is in code. What does it say? Zug ba merekes. A pair of chachamim came from Rekes. Rekes is Tveria. The Tafsu Nesher, and the Nesher, the eagle, which is the Persian Empire, caught them. Ubiyadam dvar hanasim beluz. And there were things in there that things that are made in Luz. If you read it's Luz, Umayniya, what is that Tcheles? Tcheles. And they had Tcheles with them. Everybody holds, there's nothing to do with Tcheles. Either it's a mistake, and it should say Lud. And the reason why he says Tcheles, we had already, by the way, there was a Gemara, that in Luz, the Taka made Tcheles. That this is just to throw them, if they did find it, and they did try to decipher this, they wouldn't know what it means anyway. Because what's that to do with Tcheles? So they threw it in there to mislead the government. It's a misleading information. Okay? B'tzchus harachamim u'b'tzchusam. Right? In the schus of the mercy, they should have merit. Yatsu b'shalom. They went in peace. V'amusei, this is the key part. V'amusei yerechei Nachshon. And the pillar of the descendant of Nachshon, meaning the Nasi. Bikshu l'kvoa netziv echad. He wanted to make another month. Netziv means a month. V'lo hanichon adomi haloz, and the Roman government would never allow this. Aval bale asofos nesvu, but the bale asofos, the chachamim got together. The kavulo netziv echad b'yeruch shemes bo Aaron Akohen, and they decided they're going to add another month in the month that Aaron died, which is what? The month of Av. So what do you see? They decided to add a year, add a month before Rosh Hashanah. That's what you see from all this whole story. They did it in the summertime. You said we never do it before Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? They did it in Av. Right? What? Oh, so the Gemara says, Chashuve Mechashve. You're right. They had to think it, they thought it out, and they realized we're going to have to do it now in Av. However, Geluyi Lo Magala. They didn't tell anybody till before Pesach, till Adar. Or, you know, whatever month before. So you're right. If it's a Shazad Chak, and you have to. The Cheshbin, now you can Cheshbin it. Cheshbin it whenever you want. See, Reb Akiva was in jail. They cheshbon it for years with him. Now you can cheshbon it out. But don't tell anybody. Why? Maybe because people are going to make a mistake. Now, my mashma, we'll see what the mistake, people might make a mistake with Pesach, we'll see. Now, my mashma, the high nitziv, lishna diachahu, how do you know the word nitziv means a month? How do you know that? So the Gemara says, diktziv, like it says, with Shlomo shneimas and nitzivim, and Shlomo had 12 nitzivim, which we think means a officer. I'll call Yisrael, the kilkul was hamelech v'es anashav, chodesh bashana. And each one, gezunt, was supported for 1 month per year. And vaksiv nitziv echad asher be'eretz. It says, and there's another nitziv. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Nachman, echad amar, echad umun al kulam. Yeah, he was in charge of all of them. V'chad amar keneged chodesh ibor. No, one was whenever there was a 13th month. So what do you see? The word nitziv is an allusion to month. So that was the message, and that was the result. And we see that they did it before Av, they did it before El, they did it in Av. The answer is, yeah, they did it in Av, but it didn't apply till later. They didn't tell anybody till later. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Ein ma'abernes hashana, lo mishana l'chavrta. You can't be ma'abern l'chavrta this year for next year. This year we're going to say, and we know next year we're going to do it. Can't do that. V'lo shalosh shanim zu achar zu. You can't do it 3 years in a row. You can't have 3 years in a row of kiddush of making extra months. You can't do that. Amar Shimon, what do you mean? Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva. What about Rabbi Akiva? Sheyachavo shebeis asurim. He was in jail. The ibur shalosh shanim zeh achar zeh, and they did 3 years in a row with Rabbi Akiva. So amar lo misham raya. That's Uriah. One second. Oh, that's Uriah. Bez din yashuv kavo achas bismana. Bez, no. They didn't do 3 years in a row. I'm not sure what this means, actually. What I think it means is, Bezdin sat with Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said, if the following conditions happen, you should do it this year. If the following conditions happen, do it next year. If the following conditions are, do it the year after that also. In other words, they didn't do it this year. They found Rabbi Akiva. They learned the halachas. What should we do for the following 3 years? That means they didn't do it 3 years in a row. They just sat with Rabbi Akiva and decided, should we do is that what the pshat is? Right? We didn't do it 3 years in a row. We sat with Rabbi Akiva and he taught us what the conditions are for the following 3 years. We don't do 3 years in a row. If you do 3 years in a row, the problem is you're going to make Pesach very late. So we don't do 3 years in a row. But we sat with Rabbi Akiva and decided, what should we do? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Next. Ein ba'arbenes hashana, lo b'shviyas. We don't make a leap year during a Shemitah year. I have to say that the Rambam quotes the halacha. And when was Shemitah? Last year?
Yeah.
2 years ago was Shemitah. Right? This is Tafshin Ayin. Tafshin Samaches was a Shemitah year. It was also a leap year. I asked everybody I knew how on earth to have a leap year during a Shemitah year, and nobody gave me a satisfactory answer. I don't have an answer for that. How can we do it? That's the easy answer. Well, when Hillel decided the calendar's forever, there's no more calculations, it fell out that way. The reason why you can't make a Shemitah year a leap year doesn't change. What's the reason you can't make a leap year into a Shemitah year? It's one more month. There's nothing to do for them. That didn't apply that year, 2 years ago. How many stories did you read that there's nothing to eat, they're so hungry, they can't have any parnasa? You have all these stories. So an extra month, we tortured them. I don't know, I asked Rabbi Razner was here at the time, I asked Rabbi Razner, he told me also, because it's done, Alpi Yahil Hanasi, so what can we do? What kind of answer is that? It's not an answer. I don't know. It's a Beferish Halacha. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch didn't write these Halachas, only the Rambam did. Right? It says in the Gemara Beryl, you shouldn't make a leap year in a Shemitah year. 2 years ago was a Shemitah year and a leap year. I don't know. I don't know if it passed like, 200 years, if that ever happened before. That it was felt they coincided. I don't know. Okay, next. V'lo b'matzei shviyas. Also, matzei shviyas can't do it. Why? Again, we're still playing catch-up in matzei shviyas. We're still playing catch-up. So to have an extra month where you can't, again, you can't work, you can't, an extra month, you're waiting for, waiting for chadash. An extra month to wait for the crop, it's a long time. It's also very, very difficult for the people. So they would try not to do it. Emesayel regil avar. When can you do it? It's the best year. The best year is Erev Shavuos. The best year. Give them more time to plant. More time. An extra month to plant. Extra month to harvest. That's the best thing. Shall base Rabbi Gamliel ha'im ma'abir matzah Shavuos. He had no problem with being ma'abir the shana matzah Shavuos. Why not? Because there are the following issue. Titania, Ein mevi'in yarek michutz la'aretz. The Tanakhama held you're not allowed to bring yarek vegetables from chutz la'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Seinu hitiru, and the Rabbi Seinu, who Rabbi Shurman Gamliel is going to hold, Rabbi Gamliel is going to hold, like said, it's no problem. My benayah, what are they arguing about? Amar of Yirmiya, choshishin legushayin ikke benayu. Are we choshish for the tumah of the ground of chutz la'aretz? So you're going to bring in vegetables, of course, with the earth, with the dirt, and we're choshish for such tumah. So Rabbi Gamliel wasn't choshish for that. So what do you mean? It's matzah shviyas. So go bring from chutz la'aretz. Don't worry about it. You're not going to be hungry, right? Not going to affect you. Tanakhama says, don't do it. If you prefer, don't do it. Why? Because we don't want to bring things from chutz la'aretz. So therefore, they would prefer not to have a leap year. Because again, it's an extra month. Rabbi Gamliel says, it's not a concern. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. This is fascinating. Ein ma'abr nishashana b'pnei ha'tumah. We don't be ma'abr the shana because of tumah. What does that mean? What does that mean because of tumah? Ready? Look at the Rashi, b'nei ha'tumah. First part of the Rashi, I don't understand. Rashi is going to say the problem is we don't want everybody to be tamei for the carbon Pesach. Okay? If everybody's tamei for the carbon Pesach, then we could do one of two things. Either we could bring the carbon Pesach in Tumah, or we could push it off the month and make a leap year. So when Pesach really comes, everybody will be tahar. By the way, you're not allowed to make a leap year in Nisan. So we're running out of time here. You have 2 weeks to become tahar. So how is it possible that we're in the end of Adar, and we know at the end of Adar that everybody's going to be tameh when it comes to Erev Pesach? So let's push, make a leap year now, so everybody will be tahar. How do you know that? You can't wake up on the 11th day of Nisan and say, oh my goodness, everybody's tameh, we have to make a leap year now. Otherwise we're going to bring the Karban Pesach and tumah. How do you know at the end of Adar? You hear the problem? That's the problem. So Rashi says, Kigon, for example, Shahayanasi Chola, the king or the Nasi sick. So there's a very good chance he's going to die in the next few weeks. A very good chance the whole Klal Yisrael is going to become Tameh. The Amduhu Lamus, Erev Pesach. The doctor is dying Erev Pesach. So what should we do? We'll make a leap year. Erev Pesach will be Purim. Okay, that's not the end of the world. And then everybody will become Tar for Pesach. That's Rashi's first explanation. Because everybody will participate in the funeral, and everybody, it's an assumption everybody's going to become tummy. They'll all be in the same room together, and they'll be towards Ohel, and everybody will become tummy. What? But they care more about the Karban Pesach. You'll see in a minute. Oh, or Yomim Kodem. Where am I? Nasi Choladul Amos Erev Pesach. Oh, or Yomim Kodem V'Yutmeim. Right? Oh, or listen to this. Shahayir Ruban Tameim Besof Adar. Everybody was Tameh at the end of Adar. Everybody. Or Rove. The Kalza Efer Aparo. They ran out of Paraduma concoction. So they couldn't get everybody Tameh. It's Tar in time. Veinichom Lamotzi Aksha Paraduma. And there's no way it's going to happen. Second to last day of Adar. Last day of Adar, everybody became Tameh. Everyone went to the base of the Mikdash. It's never going to happen. We have to make a leap here now. It's never going to happen. We're not going to get everybody Tar in time. We ran out of it. We ran out. We have to get a new paraduma. Whole business. We have to. Two fascinating scenarios. Ein ma'arvin b'kach. We don't make a leap year for this. Ella what? Yasu b'tumah. Make it in tumah. Okay. Now we'll do a few more lines and then we'll go back to the Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ma'arvin. Rabbi Yehuda says no. What's the big deal? Ma'arvin. Be ma'arvin. We're going to change this. Right now, Rabbi Yehuda says it's no problem. Be ma'arvin. Omer of Yehuda. There was a story with Chizkiya. He did that. What was the Tumah? Rashi said the Tumah was Tumas Avodah Zorah of his father. His father died. Achaz is a horrible king. His father died. A lot of Tumah there. So Chizkiya said, how could there be Tumah for Avodah Zorah? So Tosfos says there were Gozer Tumah, this extreme Tumah, and they treated it as if it was Tumah of a mace, even though it's not. Tumah to Rabbanon. Idols are not inherently tumah. Anyway, Ubikish rachem alatzmo, he davened for forgiveness. Dechsev, like it says, ki marbis ha'om, rabbis me'efraim, ubenashe, yisachar zavulin, v'loetiru, ki ochlu es ha'pesach, below ha'kakusuv, ki espalachit, ki aleihem, lemar Hashem, tov yichapa ba'ad, fine, very good. Two more lines, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, im ibnei ha'tuma ibruha, mi'uberes. If it's because of tuma, it's no problem. That's not a problem. That's okay. El nema bikeish rachem al atzmo. Why did he have to daven for forgiveness? Chizkia sheema abren el adar v'hu abren nitzan benisan. You're only supposed to do an adar. He did it in nitzan. The Gemara is going to say he really didn't do it in nitzan. You'll see in a few minutes. Rabbi Shimon over Yehuda Omer Rabbi Shimon b'nei shehiti Yisrael lasos pesach sheni. He made everybody make a pesach sheni. That's what he did. That was the problem. He forced everybody to make a pesach sheni. And there's four opinions here, and we're going to go. The Gemara is going to go through all four opinions. But before we do that, we must do this tosis over here. Sheibur hashanah b'nei tuma. You see this Tosas, the last Tosas on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. This is like one of the most fascinating Tosas ever going to do. Ready? Pirush HaKuntris, Rashi says, Shenitmu'u ba'avodah zarah. What was everyone doing being tamei? Avodah zarah. The avodah zarah mitamei, Perek Rabbi Akiva, kimeis. Avodah zarah has tuma like a mace. Va'afagav to tumas avodah zarah midrabanan. That's all he did, drabanan the tumas avodah zarah. Right? And Tosfos says, Osa Shah, at that time, Shema Gozru Aleha, maybe that's when they made the Gzera. So they wanted to give it so much teeth, that therefore they said it's like a mace. The Hadarish Le Hasan Mikroi, the Divra Kabbalah. They learned it out of Navi, that there's such a thing as Tomas Avodah Zarah. Okay. Listen to this. You ready? Uber Yerushalmi Amar, Yerushalmi says, how did everyone become Tomei? The Gulgulasa Shal Aravna Hayavusi Mat, Satachas HaMizbeach. They found the skull of a Ravna Hayavusi, the person who sold, it was not a Jew. The Ralbab says he became a ger, which is going to be a huge problem in a few minutes. He was the person who sold Dovr HaMelech the land. He had a threshing floor on Har HaBayis. He sold it to Dovr HaMelech, and his skull, they found it. Now, when did he sell to Dovr HaMelech? Hundreds of years before. All of a sudden, the skull pipes up now. The Tema, wait a minute. Shari HaYichon Latayr. But Tosfos says, what's the big deal? If it's true, why couldn't they become Torah in time? Why? Because it had to have happened in Adar. Because if it happens in Nisan, we don't vima Abba the Shana in Nisan. We only do it in Adar. Says Tosfos. So what's the problem? V'lamal Ibruha. Why'd they have to make a leap year? V'hasagi b'hazot shlishi revi. The Efer Para. The Efer Para. Lo hayichaseirim. There was no lack of paraduma. They called by a serishon amad lehem for para. The whole first base of the ministry had a paraduma. What are you telling me? They ran out. That's in the second base of the ministry. They could have run out. Not in the first. They never ran out. So in middle of Adar, end of it, last day of Adar, this happened. They found the skull. So what? If 2 weeks can't be pshat, says Tosfos. Kidamar the sheni asa Ezra v'sheni asa Ezra. That the second base of the ministry Ezra made a paraduma. Then already there was problems. So says Tosfos v'shem aloha yalehem adav mizumun latar. For whatever reason, they couldn't have the paraduma. It wasn't prepared. For whatever reason, he doesn't give a reason. He gives a dochik reason. Okay. Good. He says must be there. I don't know. There was a short. Whatever it is, there was paraduma. But whatever it is, there was a shortage. Okay. The Aruch Laner and the Chasam Sofer asked the following bomb question. They asked like this. How is it possible that the Beis HaMikdash was built by Dovid HaMelech, by Shlomo HaMelech, and it's like 300 years later, they find the skull of the guy who sold it to them? How could that be? How could that be possible?
Wasn't just lying there.
What?
Wasn't just lying next to his bed.
That's the Yerushalmi says that. Yerushalmi says that.
I think it was his.
The Yerushalmi says. I'm telling you what the Yerushalmi says. Right? The Yerushalmi says that's what happened. They found the skull. How's that possible? How's that possible? Good question. How's that possible? So, says the Chasam Sofer, it's the most wild pshat. He says like this. It must be pshat that the family burial site of Aravna Hayavusi was on the Har HaBayis, or near the Har HaBayis, or under the Har HaBayis. And we know, and when Beit HaMikdash was built, it was built in such a way that none of that tumah should affect the Har HaBayis itself, with spaces and tvachim and all these catacombs down there. There should be no tumah on the Har HaBayis. Says the Chasam Sofer, but over time, the Beis HaMikdash fell into disrepair. All these wicked kings were in charge. First Beis HaMikdash. And because of the two sheathen, the two holes that went down to the Mizbeach, it could very well be that on below there was disrepair, and the tumah went through those two sheathen. So it doesn't necessarily mean he was a skull. It means it was his family, or him, himself, or the family plots, and therefore the tumah. What? So what? So in order, either he was Megayer, or they were holding that there was Tumas Ohel by Goyim, which is a big machlokas.
Okay, but if he was Megayer, he would have been buried there.
That's my problem with that. If it was Megayer, would be buried there, right? Exactly. That's the problem with the Rabbah.
How big are the sheep
that it's called? They're tiny. So all you need is a mashu anyway. A mashu of an opening will allow the Tumas to go through.
But if they found something, how would they know it was his?
What? So maybe they knew. Maybe they had.
This
is the burial ground. Maybe they were carving. This is the burial ground. I don't know.
Did they make sure demonstrations on the streets like that?
What? Yeah.
Excavate.
Yeah. What? Ask the Minchas Elazar. The Chassam Sofer serious? Can this be possible that this is what they did when they built the Beit HaMikdash? They let a goyish burial stay on the. It's not a stabber. What on earth is the Chassam Sofer talking about? Such a what? He calls it, that the Chassam Sofer says, Dvarim Mifliim Umatmihim. It's wondrous, it's astounding. It's astounding that suggests such a thing. Right? It's astounding to suggest such a thing. We have the Tosefta that says, when the Beit HaMikdash was built, they got every caver out of Yerushalayim. Nobody's buried in Yerushalayim. Nobody. And if they were, they removed everybody. Why? It's Kahanim walking around 24-7. Can't have a city like that. What? Two guys. I just thought that was absolutely wild back and forth over here. Right? Wild. Okay. Anyway, now we're going to dissect the four sheets that we just said about what happened with Chizkiah. What went on over there. So Omer Mar, Rabbi Huda Omer, Ma'abrin, Rabbi Huda says, Yuma'aber. Why Yuma'aber? Alma, what do you see from Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda said, let's do Ma'aber the Shana. Why? I'd rather have everybody tahar than bring the Kar Pesach B'tumah. Why? Isla Rabbi Yehuda Tumah Dechuyehi B'tzibur. You see from here that Tumah, you could do it B'tzibur, but it's the last case scenario. It's only Dechuyah. It's a very, very big B'dieved. So if I have an opportunity to make things not B'dieved, I'd rather do that. Tumah Dechuyehi B'tzibur. But if I can make a leap, I'll make a leap here. Everybody will become tar. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Says the Gemara, "I v'atanya tzitz, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, bein sheyeshno mitzcho, bein sheino mitzcho, meratze." Does it have to be on his forehead in order for it to work? What does a mitzitz do? It's metaher certain things that were certain karbonos that had tumah on them by mistake, and it's brought already. Tzitz is okay. It's okay. Tzitz, don't worry. It's metaher. So what if the Kohen Gadol is taking a nap, or the Kohen Gadol is sick that day, and there's no tzitz being worn? It doesn't work. Yeah, of course it works. Dibei Rabbi Yehuda Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Odo mitzcho merata. No, only if he's wearing it, it works. Ain odo mitzcho ain merata. If it's not in his forehead, it doesn't work. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Kohen Gadol bikur miyochiyach. What about a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? He's not wearing the tzitz, and a mistomet, it would work. She'ain al mitzcho umerata. It's not on his forehead, and yet it works. It's not on his forehead, he's not wearing gold. So Amalo, Rabbi Yehuda, no. Hanach lo yom bikurim. Don't bug me about Yom Kippur. Tumah dehutra b'tzibur, because tumah dehutra b'tzibur. If there's tumah that day, everything going on Yom Kippur is a carbon tzibur. So tumah dehutra b'tzibur. Don't worry about it. I hold the tzitz must be on your forehead. Ah, Yom Kippur. That's tumah dehutra b'tzibur. Tumah dehutra b'tzibur. When it came to the story with Chizkiah, he said tumah dechoyim b'tzibur. Steer of Yehuda. Says the Gemara. Ultaimech. What do you mean? The whole thing of Yehuda doesn't make any sense. You know why? Because tikshilachi gufa. The whole thing of Yehuda makes no sense. Yehuda Omer ma'abrin. Rehuda says, I'd rather make an Ibra Hashana than have Tumah. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. And then Rehuda goes on to say, Maisa b'chitzki melechidah shibra Hashana mibnei ha-tumah u'bikish rachim al-atmo. Then Chizkiah, Rehuda, the same Rehuda tells the story. And Chizkiah did this and he was sorry that he did it. Why is he sorry? He did the right thing according to you, Rabbi Yehuda. He did the right thing. What's he sorry for? Ela chisuri mechzera. V'achi ketani. It's chisuri mechzera. Ein ma'abra Hashana mei ha-tumah. Don't be ma'abed Hashanah because that's not a reason. V'yimim bruha mi'uberes. And if you did it, it's good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Mu'uberes. Nah, don't be Ma'abed Lashon at all. Why? Why? Because Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. Let it go. Let it go. It's all good. V'Amar Yehuda, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a story. V'Amar Yehuda, the story was with Chizkiah. Right? And it turns out that Chizkiah was wrong. Why was Chizkiah wrong? So how do we end up over here with the Yehuda? What? He told Tumah Hutra. So does anybody hold Tumah Dechuya? Ihachi, Rav Shimon Omar, Ibn Ne'at Tumah Ibrahim Ruberes, Hanu Tanakama. So he's saying the exact same thing as the Tanakama. So Amar Rava, Lechatchila Ikipanayu. Now the problem is Lechatchila. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ein Abrin Sashan Ne'at Tumah, Lechatchila. Rav Shimon Omar, Abrin. And so then according to all this, Elif, Ibn Ne'at Bikish Racham Alatzmo, why did Chizki have to die? What mistake did he make? You're supposed to only do it in Adar, he did it in Nisan. Now we're going to talk about that in a second. So let me ask you a question. So how do we end off? Right. So let's say he holds, let's do this following question. Let's say somebody brings you an Esrog 9 o'clock in the morning. 8:30 in the morning, they come to your house, I got an Esrog for you. Oh, excellent, I didn't have an Esrog this year, thank you so much. Then someone comes a minute later and says, you know, in an hour from now, you have a much better esrog than that. Triple the price. What beats? Does reason magdim and lemitzvahs beat? Or does hider beat? Which one wins? What wins? Should I bring the carbon Pesach right now, bituma? Or should I push it off a month and do a bitara later? It'll be much more hider if it's not tummy. Much better not to be tummy. I could do it now. Or I could push it off and do it much better. But I'm ignoring Zriz and Makdim and LeMitzvahs. I'm pushing it off another month. I could do the Esrog right now. Right now I could do the Mitzvah. But if I wait an hour, I'll have a much better Mitzvah. So what wins? It's amazing how they pulled that out of this Gemara. This was a question, I forgot who they asked it to. This is Gemara, you pulled it out. Trumas Adeshin maybe? Let's see who it is. No, it wasn't the Trumas Adeshin. What? That's a famous Brisker Rav. That's regarding Hidr, that's whether Hidr is part of the mitzvah or not. That's a different issue. Shavuos Yaakov was asked this question. He came to him with the Esrog Shaila. So it's the Mefirshin Gemara. It's an Hezhen Yud Beis and Beis. It's the Mefirshin Gemara, right? So if you hold, it's not so Mefirsh. If you hold that Tumah's Dechuya, right, then what? We're doing it now anyway. Oh, no. So that if you hold it's better to push off the month, then what do you see? Hidr beats reason. If you hold no, do it now, then reason beats. Right? That's how it plays out. So fascinating how they get that out of this Gemara. I would never, in a million years, would have gotten that out of this Gemara. Okay? Yeah, what were you saying, Stewie? No, what?
No, it's the same thing as any other. It's like Neiver and all the rest. It depends on the most of the mitzvah. If the Tumah is really
right,
the gam in the bringing of the carbon, or if it's not. If we say that it doesn't, the Tumah doesn't exist, And it exists physically, obviously.
Right.
If we say it doesn't exist, then it's the same as bringing it later on.
Right, so that's the distinction between the Hutra and the Chuya, right. Basically. Right, right, right. Okay. Next. Amar Mar. She'ein ma'avrin ela Adar, v'hu avrin Nisan b'Nisan. You're really only supposed to be in Adar. And he did it in Nisan. Says the Gemara, v'lasa Chizkiah ha'chodesh hazeh lochem Nisan v'ein achar Nisan? Didn't Chizkiah know you can't do that? He didn't know you can't be ma'avrin the Shana in Nisan? What was he doing? So Gemara says, no, he made a different mistake. Ta'abed to Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, ein ma'abed ha'shana b'yom sholoshim shel Adar. You can't be ma'abed ha'shana on the 30th day of Adar. Why? Because that day could be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ha'ol v'ro'ol l'kvor b'nisan. It could be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, don't do it even on the 30th. It's really Adar. The Ehu Zavar, he thought, ha'ol v'ro'ol l'om rinan. That kind of story is that. Since it could be, therefore I can. But right now it's the 30th day of Adar. Why can't I? That was the mistake. Shouldn't do it on the 30th day of Adar. Because it could be Nisan. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shimon, B'nei Sheitzei Yisrael Atzav Pesach Sheni. He made B'nei Yisrael do Pesach Sheni. What does that mean? Hey Chidam, what does that mean? Omer Rashi, Kigon, listen to this. Shai Yisrael, now, here's the rule. If the majority of Klai Yisrael is Tamei, Tumah Hutra, Tumah Dechuy Mitzivah. If the minority is Tamei, they have to wait till Pesach Sheni. So here's what happened. Hayo Yisrael Mechza Tamei and Mechza Tahor. It was 50-50. Exactly half of Klai Yisrael was Tamei, half was Tahor. They took a head count. 50-50. V'nashim Ashlimos Mitahoros. But there were more women that were tahor. The odofos alehen, and they tipped the scale to be tahora, which means that the amount of Jews that were tame were in the minority now. The question is, do you count women for this cheshbon? Mei karasavar nashim birishon chova. Women have an absolute chiyuv to bring a carbon pesach. Therefore, the have miutin mitmegin. There was a minority of tame utmei mitchul pesach sheni, and they have to go to pesach sheni. Ulu b'sof saver. Then he thought, nah, nashim birishon reshus. There's no mitzvah for women to bring carbon pesach. The have tameim ruba. Then therefore there were more tame. The ruba lo mitchul pesach sheni, and the majority doesn't have to go to pesach sheni. Why? Tumah hutcher b'tzibur, tumah dechuli b'tzibur. Can do it right now. That was his back and forth. That was his mistake. Gufa, next. Amar Shmuel, ein ma'abrin es hashana biyom shloshim shel Adar. We don't make a leap here on the last day of Adar. Hol v'ro l'kvo b'nisan. It could be Nisan. Ibru hamai. What if you did do it? So Amar Ula, ein mekachin es hachodesh. We don't make a whole production out of being Mekadosh HaChodesh. We don't go to shul and have Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Have Rosh Chodesh benching. Why? Because we weren't supposed to do that. So it worked, we weren't supposed to do that. Kid Shomai, what if you did that? You made a whole sing, song, and dance. Amar Rava, Bitul Ivor, the whole thing is bottle. Rav Nachman Amar, Mubar, no, it's okay. Mubar, it's Mubar. Umakudosh, and it's Makudosh. Amalei Rava, Rav Nachman, Michti, wait a minute. Mipurai lepitzcha tlasin yomim having from Purim to Pesach is 30 days. Umipuraya darshina bilchas Pesach, and on Purim already we start darshina hilchas Pesach. The Tanya shalom bilchas Pesach chalom Pesach shloshim yom. Some do it at the Purim suda already. They already learned some halachas of Pesach to be mekayeh this din. We should be a little mishtei shabbosos 2 weeks. Now wait a minute. We're sitting here on Purim and we're darshining Pesach. And what's going to happen on the last day of Adar? They're going to change the month, right? People might not know that. They might keep Pesach early. After all, we've been darshaning already. And then when it's the real Pesach, they're not going to hold from it. Uchimati reisha yachem machakin less lay osel azuzi b'chametz. When you push off Pesach so much, people are going to keep going to eat and be chamet on them. Why? Because you've already started the Pesach mode. Amalei, he says, don't be so concerned. Miyadi yadi, the shatad de b'barat b'cheshbon atal yemilza. Everybody knows they're going to push it off, and everybody knows why they wait so long. Because there's a lot of cheshbonos. Amar, Khushbana Hudilo Salak Lilurban and Hashta. And they're gonna say the Rabbanim didn't get their act together till now. They couldn't get the Khishbonas together. Does it mean that people are gonna chas v'shalom be nichshol and chas? Of course not. Hey, wait a minute, we've already learning for Pesach for 29 days. What, it's not Pesach tomorrow? Nah, didn't you hear? They already pushed it off. Well, what'd they wait so long for? Yeah, you know how those guys, they know how the rabbis are. They waited. They were cheshbening out. So not gonna be a nichshol. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it at all. It's not gonna be a problem. Okay? Yes. Well, yeah, can you imagine running a Pesach hotel and they change the month? All right. On that note, we will end and we will resume tomorrow. Where are we up to? We're in the very, very bottom. Fine. Very good. Everyone have a good day. Yeah.